Blog Talk Radio.
You would have a place to go to ask those questions that you have about your life and to get the answers that your guidance wants you to have, the answers that can actually help you to make that change. So if you have questions about your life, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And today's show is about sexuality. And I know that when you're doing spiritual work, you should not be talking about sex and sexuality because that's just not allowed. We're supposed to completely ignore that aspect of our lives, not to mention those parts of our bodies, because that is just not something that you talk about in polite company. And we are polite company, so we're not allowed to talk about it. We have so many interesting beliefs around sex and sexuality. In fact, there's so many that there's no way I could talk about all of them on the show today. Well, I actually have a course on sexuality, accepting your sexuality, that starts next Wednesday. And you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and look at that and see if it's something that you might want to do. The course, which is for 4 weeks, each time on Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time, is $125. But if you go to my complimentary call page and listen to this month's free call, and then send me an email letting me know how it made you feel, if you noticed any changes in your life, then I will send you a link for getting the Accepting Your Sexuality course for half price. So it would be $62.50 for 4 hours of Infinity Healing, which 4 hours of Infinity Healing would normally cost you $800. So it's a bit of a discount. So if you decide to do that, then that's great. And you can send the email to barbara.healing@egh.com. And this offer is only good until midnight on the 15th of June. So if you're listening to the show after then, I'm sorry, you can't take part in it and get the discount and all that stuff. It's over. Okay, so sexuality. Well, like I said, sexuality is something that we just don't talk about. We act like everybody is supposed to automatically know everything that there is to know about their own bodies and everybody else's bodies and what they can and cannot do. what you should and should not touch and what feels good and what doesn't and all of this other stuff. And, you know, if you spend time looking at wonderful things like pornography, then you have a completely warped idea of sexuality, and you have no concept at all of what it's like to actually make love, because that is not what they do in porn. That is strictly the physical basics, and there's so much more, so very much more to having a good, healthy sexual relationship with yourself or with anybody else. And this doesn't change no matter, you know, what your sexual orientation is. So we're just talking about the basic stuff, about learning to accept and love yourself, learning that it's okay to touch yourself any place you want to touch yourself. I mean, it's your body. If you can't touch it, who can? And it's okay for you to explore and notice what you like and what you don't like, so that you can actually have conversations with someone that you are intimately involved in and say, no, I don't like that, you know. It's okay to express yourself. And I know that for a lot of people, and I'm getting the message that it's okay to say this, because normally I don't, you know, express a preference for one over the other, but that women generally have a harder time expressing their likes and dislikes when it comes to sex, sexuality. Because we are in a society where the men are the dominant ones. That's just the way our society is set up. And so women come to believe that the man knows what's best, because that's what our society teaches. And it's time to let that go, because so many men are absolutely clueless, but they assume they're supposed to know too, and so they won't tell you that they don't know what the heck they're talking about or what the heck they're doing. And so you've got two people who are not expressing what it is they actually want to experience, and you end up with something that doesn't feel good for anybody. And you don't have to live that way. It doesn't have to be that way. When you're in an intimate relationship, it can flow with so much love and so much caring and so much enjoyment. But we're not really sure how to go about that. So guidance wants us to know, first of all, that it is okay for us to have sex. It's okay for us to be intimate with someone else. It's okay for us to masturbate. All of that stuff is okay. And whatever two consenting adults do, it's fine. It's when you get into the position where someone is being forced or going against their choice, their will, then that's wrong, because you shouldn't be doing that. But as long as there's an agreement and everybody is abiding by the agreement, then there's absolutely no problem with it. Because we get taught, you know, that there are certain that you are not supposed to do. And it could be anything from kissing, or could be something more intimate like a blowjob, or, you know, something like that, depending on the cultural norms. Oh, saying that makes me feel kind of icky. Okay. It's funny, because cultural norms are usually based on the past and what someone, and I have no idea who the someone was, decided was acceptable and unacceptable, and that has been carried down through the years in our traditions, and that becomes our cultural norm. Cultural norm is like a belief, just something that you've heard over and over and over again, but it's not true. It's just something you've heard, and so you've accepted it as the cultural norm. as what is supposed to happen. So when you look at your life, I want you to notice how much of your belief about sex and sexuality is based in the cultural norms, in the belief that if you do this, then, well, obviously you're just a slut. I mean, everybody knows that. Or, you know, there are just so many ridiculous rules and regulations that we have that control our lives, even our lives in the bedroom, lives that, you know, nobody else should be sticking their nose into that part of your life, but they do. And there are lots of states that have lots of laws about what you can and cannot do, although I have yet to see any police reports about someone doing something illegal in their bedroom and the police came in and arrested them. But there are laws, so technically they could do that. I'm not encouraging you to think that the police are going to knock on your door and come in and get you for doing something that is considered kinky. But realize that the laws that we have don't always make sense. I mean, why would the government need to have any say over your sex life? I have yet to figure that one out. It's supposed to be, well, it has more than one purpose. One purpose is to have babies. Well, that's only if it's a male-female relationship where both are in their reproductive years. Because there are a lot of people who are past their reproductive years and they still have sex. So that procreation thing is a limited time offer, which is one of the reasons why that whole, you know, you should only be male, female, because then you have the potential for procreation, doesn't make sense, because after the procreation period is over, are you supposed to break up those couples and, you know, put the men over there and the woman over there so they can never touch each other again, because obviously they're not making babies. So there's absolutely no reason why they should ever, ever, ever have any sort of sexual contact. But we don't do that because it's completely ridiculous, for one reason, and because we are supposed to experience the pleasure of the intimacy, of lovemaking. That's part of it, and it's okay to do it just for the pleasure and not because you're trying to have kids. So that means that it's okay no matter what, whether it's a man-woman, woman-woman, a man-man, I don't know, a group or whatever kinds of strange things you can come up with. And I shouldn't say strange. Whatever different choices you make, it's okay. Like I said, as long as everyone is consenting, then God does not have a problem with your intimate life. Oh, and that's going to stir some people up, because there are some people who really, 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 really believe that if it's anything other than a man and a woman doing to have babies, then you are going to go straight to hell. But you already know that I don't believe in hell, so I can't tell you that you're going to get sent there, because it doesn't make any sense to me to begin with. It seems like so many people are making their hells while they are alive. So I don't see why you should go anyplace else other than back home to God, to heaven, when you die. But that's just my belief, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. Okay, so sex and sexuality. You can look at your sexual beliefs and realize that they were taught to you from the moment you were, actually when you were a baby. I have seen, you know, mothers changing their baby's diaper, and usually I see this with little boys, not little girls, but the little boy will reach down and, you know, touch himself, and the mother will slap the baby's hand and tell him no. So we start teaching our children not to accept a part of their body from the time they're born. Think about that. I mean, does that really make sense? Does that explain why, you know, when they grow up, they have such a fear, really, of their own sexuality, of their own sexual organs? And they get taught that that's wrong, that's bad, that's naughty, you're not supposed to do that. Don't ever touch yourself there. And we become inhibited and repressed. But we are still sexual beings, and that has to come out. And if they tend to go towards the pornography side, then they get a warped view of what sex is, what it's all about. Because it's not just two people getting together and getting all sweaty. All of this inhibition that we are taught, all of these restrictions, these rules and regulations that we place around sex and our sexuality, it leads to very strange behaviors and very strange thoughts, and it leads to actions that result from someone wanting to have control, wanting to have control over their bodies and their thoughts and their feelings, and they don't feel that they can, and so they start controlling other people. And there are lots of people who do use sex to control other people, and this is both women and men. And it's because there's a disconnect between our sexuality, our sexual organs, and who we believe we are. We've never been taught to incorporate the whole of us into who we believe we are. And so some people have almost split personalities. You know, when they're naked in the bedroom, they're a completely different person than they are in regular life. And you see this portrayed in movies, you know, the executive, the high-powered executive who makes all of these incredible decisions every day. And he goes and he has this special someone who ties him up and wears black leather and dominates him because he needs that to feel complete, I guess. But that's all a part of that screwed up image we get about sex and sexuality. And, you know, we get told so many things that are just not true. So your guidance really wants you to know that it's okay to be sexual. It's okay to touch yourself. It's okay to masturbate. It's okay to be in a relationship with someone as long as you are in a consenting relationship where everybody has the freedom to express who they are. And if something is happening that you don't like, you have the freedom to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And the other person or people will say, okay, we're not going to do that. We have all of these beliefs about sin. And that sin stuff really does tie us up. Because, you know, there are some religions that teach you that from the moment you were born, you have been sinning. You were born in sin, you will die in sin, and everything you do will be sinful. I mean, come on. That's a lot to lay on a person, especially since God doesn't really say that. God has never said that. God doesn't see that. God sees you as this being of love, and God's not holding anything against you. So if you make a mistake, correct it and go on with your life. That's it. There's nothing more that you need to do. But there are people who would have you believe that there's all this other stuff that you need to be worried about, especially when it comes to sexuality and your sex. And people have always been sexually active. That's why there's so many people. So why do we act like this is something strange and that you shouldn't do it and you shouldn't want to do it and it's not normal to do it when it is perfectly normal? It's how we were created. And sharing ourselves, our bodies, with someone that we love is like an incredible union. And I'm using my hands, but you can't see me. So I'm trying to figure out how to put things in words instead of using my hands. Combining of souls. Because it's not just the physical act. It's the love joining and becoming stronger and more intense. And that brings about the pleasure. And we're supposed to feel the pleasure. It's okay. We just have all of these restrictions about what we allow, for ourselves, what we allow for others. It's like when we're watching television, and if you watch streaming TV, which is what I watch now, I can always tell when a television show I'm watching was made in a country other than the United States, because they have more freedom about the human body, about seeing the human body. And it's, you get a completely different feel about it. It's not all about something that's forbidden and you're getting a glimpse at it. It's more of, this is just normal, you know. Sometimes people walk around naked. And that's true. Sometimes people do walk around naked. But if you watch television in America, you would think nobody ever took their clothes off unless they were taking a shower or going to bed. Other than that, you always, always have your clothes on. And there are people who walk around naked all the time. But we would never know that. Because we don't show such things. We're not allowed to show such things. We're not allowed to even think such things. Oh, my gosh, if you have a body, you have to cover it up. Those are the rules. You have to cover it up. You go outside and it's not covered up, you get arrested because you're not supposed to let anybody else see that. What is wrong with you? It just doesn't make sense. You know, the older I get, the less sense it makes, because we all have the same parts. You know, men, they all have the same parts. The women, they all have the same parts. You know, there are a few variations for different reasons, but in general, it's pretty much the same. So why do we make such a big deal out of it? Why do we act like this is something that is so forbidden, that there have to be so many rules and regulations around it? You know, our children grow up with these weird ideas about sex and sexuality because we have all of these rules and regulations around sex and sexuality. So think about that the next time you're telling a child not to touch themselves. Really understand why you're doing that. Let's go to the caller from area code 404. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is P. Just calling in to first say, hey, how are you? And if you get any messages from the spirit for me.
Well, it's good to hear you again, and I am doing great. And is there a particular area that you want to ask about?
Right now, I'm just really focused on, I think what has my interest is wanting a companion and my career, that I don't know which one to pick from. So if you get anything from either or.
Okay. Well, let me check in and see if there's anything they want to say. Okay, the first thing I'm getting is that they want you to always, 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 always remember that your best companion is yourself. So you don't ever need to think that you need somebody else in order for your life to be complete, because your life is complete. Other people are just like icing on the cake. They are not the cake. You're the cake. The cake is complete. Okay. Now, let's see what else they want to say. All right. So I'm going to let them flow through me now and give you the message that they have.
Okay.
Beloved one, life can be so interesting. And often people get so wrapped up in what they want, what their future is going to be like, what they're afraid is going to happen, that they forget that life can be so wonderful. They forget to live in the moment. They forget to notice what's wonderful about now. And we would encourage you to spend more time noticing what's wonderful about now. Now, as far as your career or your love life, we want you to make a list. We want you to make a list of exactly what it is you wish to have. And when you make that list, say, I have, and then put whatever it is you wish to have. Don't say, I want. Want is a completely different energy. Put it in the present. Say that you have it. And then once you have your list, spend some time each day reading over your list, feeling the energy of having what you've listed, knowing that it is true, allowing yourself to be there now. This is what is going to attract it into your life even faster than it would be coming otherwise. Because the more time you spend in the have energy, the more quickly you get to have. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. People generally complicate things far more than they ever need to complicate things. But notice any thoughts that pop into your mind about why you can't have it. Because those are the things that you need to release. Those are the things that you don't need to hold on to because they simply get in the way. Understanding yourself, being aware of yourself, what you think, what you believe, and what you allow is the key to creating the life that you truly desire. So do this little exercise and see what comes up for you. And again, anything that comes up that says you can't is coming up to be released. And you can release it yourself, or you can find someone else to work with to let those things go, because you don't need them in your life. God loves you. God wants you to have everything that you desire, absolutely everything, because God knows you're good enough. God knows you're worthy and deserving, and God is always blessing you. So now it's time for you to recognize that about yourself and to start allowing yourself to have what you desire. We love you. Okay. That's
okay.
What they had to say about it.
Thank
any
you.
Any questions about any of that?
No questions. I did make a list, but I think I made a I want list instead of I have list. So I think I need to change it to I have.
And when you look at the I want list, notice whether or not those things are still out there in the I want land, because usually they are. That's why they say have.
Okay. Will do.
Okay, great. And, you know, check back in and let me know how it's going. And, of course, if anything's coming up, you know, you can call and we can clear it.
Okay. Well, do you still, before I get off the phone, I was trying to clear this energy of a previous boyfriend, and I was frustrated. For the last, I want to say we've actually been officially not in a relationship since 2011, but it's like 4 years later. And You know, I want to make sure his energy isn't on me because, you know, some people say that his energy is on me and sometimes it prevents me from moving forward romantically. And I just want to make sure that's off of me because I really don't, I'm like really like sick of it.
Okay. Let's do some clearing work right now around that whole belief that you might have about that. So we are now activating the Infinity Healing. Would you like to receive it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you must remain tied to your past relationship, that this person must always have contact and control in your life, and that you can never move forward because you can't let go of this person? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. Okay, and we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot, so this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete and this issue is completely resolved. And if you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing any blocks that you knowingly or unknowingly have to moving forward in your life and having a wonderful, incredible, marvelous relationship? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep, deep breaths. And just let it go. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot, so this energy will continue to run through you until this transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, so I want you to think about this relationship from the past and see if it feels like there's still any attachments there.
I felt a little bit of anger.
Okay. So would you like an Infinity Healing for forgiving and releasing this past relationship and all of its attachments now and forevermore? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that the energy can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, check in with that energy again and see how it feels.
I don't feel anything.
Okay, we're free. Yay!
Yay!
And now you can move forward in your life.
I know this is kind of weird. I don't know if it happens that quickly. But when I'm trying to, like, think of something of him, I don't. It's like really, it's not as vivid. It's like I almost forgot him.
And that's the way it's supposed to be, because you're moving forward in your life, so you really don't need to remember him. That's over. That's done.
Yay, because I can't really. Okay. great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And call back in and let me know how it's going.
I will. I will.
Okay. Thanks for calling, T.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 773. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Jamel.
I'm great. How about you? Hi, Jamel.
I'm good. Now, I know you was just talking about moving forward and letting go of the past and things of that nature. All right, so I have a situation where like a month ago, well, not in April, I had an argument with a friend of mine, and I haven't talked to her since. She really was a special friend, so I was just trying to see, like, are we going to reconcile or, you know, what's up with this situation? Because I know you say let things go with things of the past and stuff like that, but I don't know what to do. I don't know.
So
it's been 2 months. I want to reconcile, and I want to have a really good relationship with her. Like, she was really close to me. She helped me discover cancer, and she was by my side when I was fighting it off last year. And and I think that was a drain on our friendship because we was going through so much. And we ended up having an argument in April, and we ended up stopped talking to each other. So I don't know. I was just saying, like, you know, I still got feelings and stuff. You know, I still think about her all the time. So I know people say let things go and keep it moving, but I don't know what to do.
So would you like some infinity healing on this issue?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see how they want to phrase it, because you actually brought up three different things. At least that's what they showed me. So, all right.
Sorry.
First, would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you need to have this relationship the way that it used to be so that your life can be complete? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. Okay, we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so this energy can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. If you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And just let it go.
Okay.
Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the belief that you need to fix this, that you need to fix this relationship, that you need to correct whatever is wrong so that she will come back into your life because you just need to fix this? If so, say yes.
Yeah, yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it will continue to run until this transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false beliefs that you ever, for any reason whatsoever, need to have cancer or any other disease in order to learn lessons in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot So this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep, deep, deep breath. And let it go. So just remember that sometimes people come into our lives for a reason, and she was there for you when you needed her. She may not need to be in your life anymore, in which case someone else will come into your life. It's not like you are destined to be alone or anything like that. So I am going to say let it go. Let it go and trust that it will be whatever it needs to be. And if she comes back, great. You guys can be friends and have a wonderful relationship. And if she doesn't, there will be someone else, and you will have a wonderful relationship.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I want to say again that if I'm doing infinity healing work on anybody and you have a similar issue, then you can do it along with us, and it will also work on you, because God doesn't just decide that this is only going to work for one person. And whenever I do the infinity healing, that energy is going to continue to run until the issue is resolved, which may be days, weeks, or even months. Because it is completely and totally going to the root of the issue. Whatever it is that you may not even be aware of that's creating the issue in your life, and it is resolving it all the way down to the root. So once it's gone, it is completely gone. Okay. Let me see. I'm just reading the chat room. Okay. And if you are in the chat room and you have a question and you are logged in, then you can type your question, and I will be happy to answer it. And if it involves doing some healing work, then we can do that from the chat room as well. So it's not just the callers that I deal with. I also deal with people in the chat room. So, we're talking about sexuality. And, of course, if you have any questions about sexuality, go ahead and type them out. We actually have kind of a sexual identity. And with a lot of people, they keep that particular aspect of their identity under wraps because they don't think it's appropriate to allow that out, to allow anybody to see that. And I'm not talking about, you know, you going up to complete strangers and rubbing on them or anything like that. But a lot of people are very contained when they are out in public. They don't allow any expression that would be seen as inappropriate. And, again, everybody has a different definition of what is and is not inappropriate. You know, for some people it's inappropriate to them. You are laughing in public, and they will give you that look like, you know, you really should just control yourself. And we are the same way about all the aspects of our sexuality. And, you know, I've been out with people who have looked at other people and started saying, well, she should not have worn that. That is not something you wear out in public. And, you know, you can find all of those interesting pictures on Facebook and videos on YouTube of people wearing things that other people deem to be inappropriate to be worn in public. But when it comes to our sexuality and our expression of ourselves, it's just like anything else. We each have the right to choose how we want to express ourselves. Just because someone is wearing something that you wouldn't particularly wear doesn't mean that there's actually anything wrong with them wearing that. That is them expressing themselves. And when we start accepting that people do have the right to express themselves and that it's okay if they do, then we start letting go of all of those stigmas, all of those restrictions, all of that negative energy that we carry around with us, because when you're judging somebody, you are totally into that negative energy, and you are not at all in love. And love is our natural state of being. So the more you open up and allow yourself to be in that state of love and to accept other people as they are, the more comfortable you will feel with who you are. And the more you will let go of your own inhibitions. Because, again, those inhibitions are just things that we were taught, things that somebody else believed, and they told us, and they told us, and they told us, and they told us, until we started believing it, and we actually believe that it's true. And it's not true, it's just something you believe. And most of the things you believe are not true. They just aren't. And that goes against everything you've ever been told, and hey, so be it. But the truth is that we are created in pure love. Pure love never judges. So God never judges. You can't do anything wrong in the eyes of God. That's why things happen in this world that we look at and we say, oh my gosh, that's bad. Why is that happening? Because when God is looking at that thing that is happening, God is not seeing something bad. God is not seeing something wrong. God is seeing that the people who are creating whatever it is, this is their expression of love. And that just doesn't make any sense to us. But it doesn't need to, because everybody has their own choices. Everybody has the right to be who they choose to be, including you. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, go out and walk around naked unless you live in a nudist colony, because there are rules and regulations and there are people who will come along and arrest you and put you in jail. But understand that that doesn't mean that there's really anything wrong with you walking around naked. It is your choice. So if you are one of those people that wants to express your nudity, you know, do so in a place where you will not be arrested. Unless you just want to make a public statement, in which case, go for it. That's your choice. But we each have the freedom to be who we are, to express ourselves, to actually love our bodies, to be intimate with someone that we want to be intimate with, no matter what your sexual orientation is. God doesn't care what your sexual orientation is. Those rules and regulations about that did not come from God, and from people. So just let yourself be who you are being. Let yourself accept yourself. And that's really a big thing for a lot of people, because we don't accept ourselves, which is why we're always judging everybody else. Well, hello, Fountainhead, and I'm glad you're here, and that's you on the phone. And if you have any questions, you know, you can raise your hand. This is an opportunity for you to share, to become aware of what it is that you believe. We just have so much stuff that is buried in us that we've never expressed, that we've never recognized or accepted. And it's running our lives. You know, it's like all of those computer programs that are running in the background on your computer, and you don't even know that they're running, but they're still running, and they're still having an effect on how your computer is acting or behaving, how long it takes it to pull up a web page or whatever. It's time for us to become aware of all of that stuff that's running in the background so that we can delete the programs that we really don't need, and most of them we don't need. And that means that you get to change and become a completely different person, which is absolutely wonderful and absolutely fun. And you can enjoy it, and that's a choice. So be aware of what it is that you believe. And if you find that you have all of these sexual hang-ups and doubts and fears about your sexuality or whatever, and you want to take the Infinity Healing Course and let go of all of that stuff and start accepting yourself, then by all means do so. Just go to my website at divinelyguidedhealings.com and read the information if you're interested. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about what you are creating, who you are being, what you are having. This is not about anybody else. You don't have to worry about anybody else. Everybody else will do whatever is right for them. But you are responsible for you. Time for us to start accepting that responsibility. To start making the decision about who we really want to be. Because we're not our past. You're not bound by what you did yesterday. You can be free. You can be you. It's all a matter of choice. So look at your life. See what's working. See what's not working. Really look at it. I find that when I really look at an issue, you know, I sit down with a pen and paper, and I just start writing down everything that comes to mind when I'm thinking about a particular issue. And sometimes I write pages of stuff, and I just write it down. Just as it comes to mind, I just write it down. I don't judge it. I don't say, oh, my gosh, no, I'm not really thinking that or anything like that, because if I'm writing it down, obviously I was thinking it. And then I go back and I look at it, and I decide, how much of this stuff do I actually need? And almost every single time, I release everything that I wrote down because I don't actually need any of it. And I wasn't even aware that I had most of it. We don't take the time to actually become aware of what we think. You can do that about sexuality, about sex. You can phrase it however you want to phrase it, and you may need to do one about sex and one about sexuality. You may need to do one about the opposite sex and one about the same sex, because we have all of these beliefs that are tied up that we don't even realize are there. So we're going to do an infinity healing now because we're supposed to. So, and all you have to do is say yes to accept it. And you can say it out loud, or you can say it quietly if you're someplace where you don't want people to think you're crazy. That's fine. So would you like an infinity healing for forgiving men for all of the things that you have been holding against them for all of these years? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue to run until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And let it go. And would you like an infinity healing for forgiving and releasing women? For all of those things you've been holding against them for all of these years. And if so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run the energy through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yeah, and take a nice deep breath and let it go. Would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting your own sexuality? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run the energy through you until transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. We'll take a nice deep breath. And just make sure you drink some water, because this, like I said, it gets the energy flowing. And the more fluids you have in your body, the better it's going to feel. So, Fountainhead is saying, I find there is kindness behind your ideas, behind your words. Thanks for being here. You're welcome. And that's really the whole purpose, is to be an example of what it's like to live from love, to express that love, to be that love, to radiate that love. And I hope that everyone who listens feels that love, because it's there for you. It's who you are. It's who I am. It's who everybody is. And the more we feel it, and the more we see it, and the more we experience it, the better the whole world becomes. So yes, be the love that you are. And we're out of time. So I guess that's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Oh, my guest on Friday will be DC Love. I love her name. And we will be doing angel readings, and there will be opportunities for healing. And I hope everyone tunes in. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. So, yeah, I love DC Love, too. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.